The Traveler's Journal, March 23rd. Looking out on Ottawa. Though it's been the capital of Canada for 150 years, Ottawa has always struggled to define its identity. From a tiny trading post situated where the Rideau and Gastineau rivers flow into the Ottawa, the city grew into prominence in the 19th century. A 125-mile canal, dug as a strategic alternative to the St. Lawrence River, stimulated so much commerce, in 1857 Queen Victoria declared Ottawa capital of the fledgling nation. Its citizens responded with a frenzy of civic construction. Their efforts produced a gracious city of British institutional architecture, great houses of limestone and brick, and broad sweeping swaths of green parks. In opting for Ottawa as capital over Montreal or Toronto, Victoria was trying to bridge the gap between Canada's French and English influences, an effort that continues today. With its sister city, Hull, Ottawa straddles the border between Ontario and Quebec, at the confluence of the two cultures. Resembling London in appearance and ambiance, down to the daily changing of the guard at Parliament, Ottawa has also evolved its own cosmopolitan sense of self. Though renovations of recent decades have refurbished its riches, it still feels like a small town, but with sophistication. Downtown dazzles, and areas like Byward Market, Little Italy, and Chinatown throng with eating and entertainment opportunities. Ottawa is also Canada's Cinderella City of seasonal celebrations, from February's Ice Festival around the frozen Rideau Canal to mid-May's Tulip Festival, the largest in the world. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.